Track 1.9. Listen and read.
Like many other people, I enjoy travelling across the globe to explore new places, learn about different cultures and expand my horizons. Travelling is a great way to escape from the daily hassles and gain colourful experiences. I have created some opportunities for myself to have thrilling activities in some incredible destinations so far. Sailing on the Amazon River, walking across the world's largest glacier in Antarctica, camping in the Sahara Desert, climbing a volcano in Hawaii, reaching the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro, passing through some amazing grasslands in Africa, and swimming in the Atlantic Ocean are some of the most memorable adventures in my life. Some people may think that I'm one of the wealthiest people in the world to go on such adventure holidays. My secret is I always follow some reasonable steps before I plan a journey. I look for the most affordable hotels, flights, and tickets. I don't need to spend lots of money to travel. I don't prefer indulging myself at a luxury hotel. I go for the cheapest options available because my purpose of traveling is very simple. I enjoy seeing the most incredible natural beauties on the planet and trying extreme activities. I was in Cuba for my last holiday. Apart from its cultural attractions, I fell in love with the Peninsula de Zapata National Park. It was an unspoilt paradise for bird life. I didn't only see many different birds there. It was full of iguanas, boars, crocodiles, and many other animal species. The Peninsula de Zapata is also a hot spot for scuba diving and snorkeling. I tried both for sure. I was thrilled by the crystal clear waters and marine animals there. I had a chance to meet some local people during my stay in Cuba. They gave me lots of information about Cuban cuisine, history, values, and customs. I tasted their national dish, ropa vieja, which is made with shredded beef, tomato sauce, onions, and peppers. I highly recommend it. All in all, I had a wonderful time in Cuba. What is next? It's my plan to go to China next month and attend the Great Wall Marathon. I can't wait for it.